I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
Spectacular!
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Oh, no, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Let's kick off the evening by lighting up, boys.
From my friends.
The star of the show.
Oi! I spoke to a radio broadcaster famous here in New York, WABC, Sid Rosenberg.
Oy. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
77 WABC.
Adams is leaving for Rome on Thursday, and he'll take part in what's called the World Meeting on Human Fraternity. The goal of this conference is to foster better understanding of major issues impacting the world. Politicians, doctors, scientists, and others will be attending. Mayor Adams will be meeting with the leader of the Catholic Church on the sidelines of this conference. Adams is not Catholic, but has portrayed himself as religious and values prayer. Adams returns to New York City on Monday.
This is a very special moment for me as being a Christian. I think that His Holiness has a role right now as we all are trying to deal with the global conflicts.
When I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. Held responsible. She fell in love in the first place.
Verpipe, the freshman at 7:15 here on your Tunnel to Towers Hump Day Wednesday morning. Talking about Hump Day, Alan Dershowitz will join me in about 30 minutes talking about Hump, that filthy porn star Stormy Daniels. And I don't dislike porn stars. I actually think that people shouldn't talk badly about porn stars. I know some of them personally. They're nice women. They really are. But this one specifically is a whore. And what she did yesterday was grotesque. And she's doing it again tomorrow. We'll get to that with Dershowitz coming up at 7:45. But right now, of course, is the man. I know Mark Levin is the great one. I was on with Mark on his great show Friday night. But Curtis is the great one, too. Rip and Reed, noon to one every weekday afternoon. He gets huge ratings. Of course, overnight weekends and with me this time every morning. And you heard that little piece there that you heard from the mayor himself, Mayor Eric Adams. And I guess things are going so well in New York City. They're going so well that why not take a nice little paid trip to Italy to hang out with the Pope? Why not? It's not like we've got, oh, I don't know, protesters terrorizing people, and that's the right word, terrorizing people in the streets of New York. Crime, although down, still way too high. Subway still a mess. Homeless, illegals. Not like all that is going on. So I couldn't think of a better time for Mayor Adams to go to Italy than now. Can you, Curtis?
Let me tell you, the other night, what was it, 2 o'clock in the morning to the break of dawn, he was at Casa Cipriani's.
That was right after he was sitting courtside at the Knicks-Pacers playoff game.
That's right, popping those champagne corks. And it was the perfect place before heading off to Italy because you expect me to say the things that nobody else will say because they won't dare. They won't dare. Perfect place, Casa Cipriani's, because the patriarch, I don't even know if they let him back into this country anymore, Harry Cipriani's, who said, the world's got to know I'm not a crook, It's where people go, the Vatican, who want to avoid taxes from all over the world, because they go to the Institute for the Works of Religion, better known as the Vatican Bank. And because Justin Ellick is dutifully going to Italy and to Rome, right?
He is going to Italy. I'm not sure he's going to Rome. I don't believe his itinerary includes a meetup with Mayor Eric Adams, but you never know.
All right. So, Justin, I want you tonight to be watching Godfather 3, the worst of the trilogy.
So bad.
But
yeah,
it was about the Vatican Bank.
I remember it well.
God's bankers. The church used a religious loophole years ago to make billions by laundering money for the rich around the world and the mafia. And that's why when they say you shelter money offshore so you don't have to pay your taxes, where do they all go? They go to the Vatican Bank.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, why don't we talk to Harry Cipriani, right, wherever he is now. I don't think he's allowed back into the country. So talk to his son, Giuseppe, because you're one of the guests there at Casa Cipriani.
Well, I do
you know
them
all, right?
I don't know any of those people, of course. I go with Keith Kantrowitz and Anthony Carone. These are all my dear friends. I love these people, but I don't know who the Ciprianis are.
I know, but you grew up, you knew the Gambinos, right?
Yes,
okay.
I still do.
All right, so there's synergy there, okay, Sid?
Yeah.
Do I need to connect all the dots?
No, I mean, you of all people should be happy I know those people because I've kept you alive
that
the
is
last
true.
5 years.
And I'm sure you've had sit-downs at Casa Cipriani where they wanted to put a bullet in my head. Thank you, Sid. I want to thank you. But 5 days in Rome? 5 days in Rome?
For what? I understand he explained it there. I'm a Christian, whatever that Focaccia group is. But on a very, very serious note,
yes.
Let's just say we didn't feel anything towards Adams. And at this point, you and I are biased because we actually watch what's going on. And I don't even dislike him personally. You do. I don't. But he is a crappy mayor. Let's say we had no opinion whatsoever. And Adams came on the news tonight and tried to explain why, when New York is in a free fall, he's going to Italy for 5 days. What would his explanation be?
Well, probably because the Holy See will sit him down in the one-on-one meeting and say, I want to thank you for allowing all of my people, the illegal aliens, flooding across the border because of the generosity of Catholic charities with tax dollars, federal tax dollars, who actually not only encourage the illegal aliens to come in, but you have been so nice to roll out the red carpet for them and provide them with all the amenities. We're going to schedule you, Eric Adams, for beatification. Saint Eric Adams.
What?
Oh, the Catholic.
He's not going to. No, he's not.
Trust me, the Catholic Church loves illegal aliens. They embrace
them. I know, but well, hold on. You know,
hug and kiss an illegal alien today, courtesy of the Pope.
It's funny you say that. So last week, I had to stay here very, very late because I was meeting President Trump, as you know,
yes.
At the firehouse.
Yes.
So I had to stay here till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I stood, I stuck around in the green room, and I listened to Greg Kelly's show. And Greg and I have gotten to be pretty good friends over the last couple of months. We've had our moments, certainly. But now, as of right now, he and I are becoming good friends. And I'm about to honor his father, the great Ray Kelly, in a couple of weeks. Some lady called in and was saying that the Catholic Church is, like you're saying right now, is there for the illegals and blah, blah, blah. And Greg Kelly went nuts on this lady. He went nuts. He said, says who, to quote Sid Rosenberg.
Okay, I'll tell you what then. Let's set up a sit down. Me and Greg Kelly.
Well, what would you say to Kelly if he said, hey, Curtis, enough bashing the church already. What proof do you have?
A ton of proof. A ton of proof.
Oh, you can't say a ton of proof and give
Monsignor
me nothing. Give me
Sullivan,
one thing.
Monsignor Sullivan of New York's Catholic Charities, who said, we've met with Catholic charities in South America, Central America, the Caribbean, to provide a place where people who are indigent and poor can come so that they can make money and support their families. Nothing about asylum seekers. Oh, they're escaping because people are threatening them. It's a despotic regime. They're gay or lesbian. None of that. It's to make money and fill the churches in every parish because in an English mass, you can roll a Brunswick bowling ball through and not hit anybody. But the Spanish mass and the Creole mass for the Haitians, packed to the rafters.
So are you saying then?
Yes.
and I'm doing this purposely to really fire up Kelly because I want the two of you to kill each other. Are you saying then that Cardinal Dolan is on the tape?
Of course!
Oh,
that,
my God!
The popes, the cardinals, the bishops. Meantime, what are they doing? They're closing Catholic schools. Every year they close Catholic schools of the children who support the church, who put the money in the wicker baskets. They turn their back on their parishioners to welcome in people we don't even know. And it's Catholic Charities that meets them at the border. I defy anybody from Catholic Charities to tell me that's not the case.
What happened to you? Was it a, you an altar boy? Or what happened? You seem to have this big heart on, excuse me, for the church.
I would never become an altar boy. I ain't going to get
Well, you're too old for that now, but something happened to you 40 years ago?
We knew. I became a choir boy. The nuns took care of the choir. We all knew, don't become an altar boy because, you know, Father Giuseppe might end up perving you. We knew that back then in the 60s. Look, the church is bankrupt. The archdiocese, the diocese, they're declaring bankruptcy because they've covered up all these perv priests over the years.
So in the end, because I want to move on to John Schell, you're telling me that this trip, Mayor Eric Adams, going to Italy, is not about Jesus Christ, it's not about the Pope, it's not about any of that. It is, and we always say follow the trail, about money.
Follow the money.
Oh,
by the way, who is accompanying him?
On the trip?
Yeah.
This is a very good question.
Frank Caron.
Okay.
Is he, he's raising money for his legal defense fund and for
his re-election
campaign. Well, isn't that amazing that that's the one guy?
That's his guy. That's his advisor.
Okay, and by the way.
Yeah, I love Frank,
by the way. In advance of that, all of a sudden, Eric Adams suddenly loves America. He's suddenly embracing himself in the American flag.
Well, it's funny you say that he loves America because a friend of yours.
Yes.
One of your own rebels.
Yes.
You, John Tobacco, Scott Lobato, the three men that saved Staten Island and were well on their way to saving Brooklyn and Queens until Joanne Arriola effed it up. Scott Lobato is going to be live in this studio in 40 minutes because he's so disgusted that the mayor did and said nothing about these animal pro-Palestinians desecrating a World War One memorial, that he's going to do something about it. Scott Lobato, a great American, going to do something about it while Eric Adams is drinking wine in Rome.
Right, right. But Eric Adams yesterday with the alligator arms, because no politician ever spends their own money, said, I'm putting a $5,000 up towards a reward to catch these anarchists who desecrated the statue. That's good. But the point is, even if they get arrested,
we run out.
They're going to be let out.
10 minutes later.
Name and shame, Alvin Bragg. Do you know that since the first demonstrations, October 8th, the day after Hamas killed, slaughtered, raped, took hostage Israelis, that nobody has gone to jail? Nobody has been remanded to jail. Nobody has had to put up any bail.
People have gone to jail. No one's gone to prison.
No.
They're out in like 5 minutes.
Were you remanded to jail, no bail, or remanded to jail with bail? Nobody has been put into that position.
Not one person.
Not one.
Jesus.
And actually, that's an encouragement to come out and do more.
Of course, please. So I had some of that discussion with the chief of patrol. Now, I like this guy a lot.
Before we get to that, let me make mention to all of you out there, as you see that Eric Adams is now covered in the red, white, and blue, right? All of a sudden, he's discovered America. Samuel Johnson, who actually created our first dictionary, said that patriotism is the last refuge for a scoundrel. When cornered, a scoundrel will try to justify his behavior with excuse number one. When that doesn't work, excuse number two. When he runs out of excuses, he will at last resort to patriotism. I did it because I love my country. Eric Adams is not alone. History is filled with all these folks who discover patriotism as their last refuge.
Love it. All right. Now, Shell stops by yesterday, the chief of patrol. We just actually made a comparison between Adams and Johnson. He stopped by yesterday because there was a big story that the mayor, Adams, which was good, he decided not to not to beat up John Schell, because Schell goes on Twitter and other social media spots, and he does the right thing, which is call out lowlives like Tiffany Caban, who hate the cops, lowlives like AOC. To me, that's heroic work out of John Schell. Certainly nothing needs to be yelled at for that, but let me just play this first. This is Schell on the show yesterday when I said, hey, John, I'm glad the mayor is not scolding you. What you're doing is right.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, look, I and our team, we're not going to sit back and listen to disingenuous people, whether it be the media, elected officials, or anybody else, talk trash about our police department. And when they do, be factually wrong. It's just not going to happen, and I'm not going to stop. And if I hurt their feelings, too bad.
He's not going to stop. Well, guess what? Everybody listens to you, Sid, in the morning, friends and foes. Everybody at City Hall, even the mayor. I know that for a fact. And yesterday, once he finished his interview, all hell broke loose. He was scheduled tonight to be at Vicky Paladino's great Whitestone Republican Club, the largest, the biggest in New York State, at the American Legion Post.
Oh, that was tonight, not meeting. Last night. Not last night.
Well, let's see. Today is Wednesday. Okay. Should have been
so
tonight.
It's tonight. Okay. Yeah. Tonight.
Advertised. Everybody knew it in advance. Cops go to Democratic meetings all the time. All the time. They never get their tail pulled. Well, yesterday, after he finished your interview with you, and he said, nobody's going to stop me. The real mayor of New York City, Adrian Adams, because Eric Adams, he's her Maytag. He never names him James. He is. They both went to Bayside High School
the same year.
It's
nauseating. She kicks his ass every day.
Every
and he goes,
time.
This is my sister from another mother. If you know who she is, folks, she's the head of the city council.
Yeah, she's the speaker of the city council.
Yes.
She calls all the shots in the city. Have you ever heard Eric Adams name and shame her?
I've never heard Eric Adams name and shame Joe Biden, Kathy Hochul, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, Carl Hastie, Adrian Adams, Justin Brannon, any of them. That's an issue.
Of course. Of course. So Adrian Adams goes nuts because her staff listens to you and said, that guy ain't going to that meeting. I see the flyer. You better pull his tail. And what did Eric Adams do? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. No, look, I don't want to get you angry.
Oh, this is a very powerful statement you're making. Yeah. I appreciate the fact, and you say this all the time, everyone listens to me. People get annoyed when
everybody.
We say that. Even people here, but it's tough. That's the truth.
Everybody.
But, yes, thank you. So I do appreciate that. But can you prove that it was the interview with me, that not the fact that it's going to a Republican event that got John Schell pulled?
What is the last public event that he did before they pulled his tail on this?
What was?
Your interview.
My interview, yes.
He's been quiet ever since.
Very quiet. Now, he did text me a picture of his dogs.
That
was kind of nice.
That's good.
I like his dogs.
But remember, the word came from Adrian Adams, who's the real mayor of the city. She's the shot caller. And she said to Eric, he ain't going to Vicky Palladino's Republican meeting in Whitestone. Now, if Adrian Adams had invited him, right, to her Democratic Party.
He'd be there.
Oh, they're yeah. always there. This yeah. is ridiculous. I've never heard of this before. Cops go to political meetings all the time.
What's their excuse for him not being able to go? What are they saying?
Well, because he is going to attack the demonstrators, none of whom have ended up doing any jail time. You know, the very people who every day, last night at the Fashion Institute of Technology, were singing, Intifada, Intifada, from the river to the sea, let's annihilate every Jew we see. Right? He was going to attack them. Oh, no, you can't. You can't. That's too political. Too political?
What?
People who hate America? People who are bound to attack Jews? Again, if these were Klansmen, if these were people who hated gays and lesbians, you think Adrian Adams would say, I don't want a Chief Schell speaking out against this?
No way. And do you think Mayor Eric Adams would have waited 13 days for Shafiq to finally call him from Columbia? The answer is no way. They're all being exposed as hypocrites and liars.
But you got to understand the strategy here. Eric Adams never names and shames. He's got no balls, right? He doesn't want to confront these people. So now he has the shield of all these top-level cops who are now texting. They're on their own social networking. It's mostly Schell and Dauchi, right? They're the ones.
But Kemper does it, too.
Right, but they go on the attack.
Yes.
You never hear Eric Adams go on the attack. So they are his shield. So when the heat comes down, Schell, I know you're listening. The heat came down. What happened? Adrian Adams told Eric Adams, Schell ain't going to Vicky Palladino's meeting. People have a right to hear from our police leadership what is happening when people are out there every day and every night screaming, Intifada, Intifada, from the river to the sea, let's annihilate every Jew we see, desecrating statues, burning American flags. Chief Schell has not given up his First Amendment rights of free speech simply because he puts on a police uniform. You like the cops to stay quiet. You like it when they get assaulted and hit and they can't respond, only to be able to watch these thugs, these anarchists, these anti-Americans, these Jew haters walk in the streets and laugh at them and spit at them. Oh, the cops can't respond. Well, guess what? They're not impotent. They're not eunuchs. They're not geldings. They're not capons. Unlike Eric Adams, they're manning up and womaning up and saying, no, 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 no. No more Intifada, Intifada, from the river to the sea. Let's annihilate every Jew we see. And what happened, Eric Adams? You failed us again. You pulled his tail, Chief Schell. And now you're flying off to the Vatican to be with the wealthy, the rich, the mobsters, and everybody who's there to check their bank accounts in the most crooked bank in the world, the Vatican Bank. Oh, yeah, Eric Adams, escape. The missing in action, the new nickname, out of town, Eric Adams.
I won't be held responsible. She fell in love. Cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never got.
Talk Radio 77 WABC.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.